This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's a whodunit, part CSI, part Agatha Christie. At cricket's biggest tournament, a favorite is stunningly upset by an underdog. A few hours later, the coach of the losing team is found dead in his hotel room in Jamaica. Police say his death looks suspicious, and last night they confirmed that it was. Bob Woolmer, an Englishman who coaches the Pakistan team, was murdered, killed by manual strangulation, in the words of the police report. We're joined now from Kingston, Jamaica, by the BBC's Andy Gallagher. He's been covering this story, and he joins us now. Cricket and murder, two words that you don't normally see in the same sentence. What are police saying about this investigation?
Well, police say they're following many lines of inquiry. So far, no suspects. So far, no formal arrests. And the Deputy Commissioner, Mark Shields here, a former Scotland Yard officer, saying that there were no signs of forced entry into Bob Woolmer's hotel room. None of his possessions were taken, and they believe they could be looking for a killer or killers. Now, all this obviously has meant that cricket has really taken a back seat. People really talking about nothing else except for the death of a very well-liked man.
And the question of suspects, I understand that DNA samples were taken from the Pakistan team.
Well, the Pakistan team were actually questioned, each member questioned for about an hour each. They were asked things like, when was the last time you saw him? What did he eat? What kind of a mood was he in? They were also fingerprinted and, as you said, DNA samples taken. Now, the Pakistan team management saying they're urging authorities to let the team go home as soon as possible. They are intending to fly out tomorrow, but no word yet as to whether they will be allowed to leave at this stage.
You know, as to this upset, Ireland's victory over Pakistan apparently was quite a surprise. How big of an upset was this? And are there suggestions that Coach Woolmer's death might have been linked to that defeat?
Well, it was a huge upset. When you think that Pakistan is something like the fourth best team in the world, and the Ireland team, I think, are actually just part-time players. This all happened, of course, on St. Patrick's Day. Now, that is leading people to connect his death, possibly, and at the moment that's not been confirmed, with gambling cartels. It has been a problem within the sport of cricket over the last 2 to 3 years. Various investigations, some led by Scotland Yard, have been carried out with really inconclusive results. But as I said, interestingly, just a few hours ago, the England captain saying he had a gut feeling that the sport of cricket was still being plagued by match fixing.
How big a problem is gambling in cricket, and are there signs that there was quite a few wagers actually placed on this match?
Well, if you imagine you placed a bet on Ireland winning against Pakistan, the odds would have probably been huge, meaning anyone that did bet along those lines would have won a lot of money. I'm sure that's a line of inquiry the police are now following, but match fixing has really plagued the sport of cricket over the last 2 to 3 years. Investigations have been carried out. I think there are investigators here now looking at that particular angle, but you know, I have to stress that people who did say they knew Bob very well, he was a very honourable man, a real ambassador for the sport, said there's no way he would be involved in that, or indeed no way that he would have written about that. So no real reason for him to be the target of anyone from those gambling cartels.
Is the tournament continuing? As if nothing happened.
It is. The ICC, made a statement along with the Jamaican police at that big press conference yesterday, and they said, you know, this is a sad turn of events, a tragic turn of events, but really the cricket must go on. And particularly when you think about how enthusiastic or even over-enthusiastic Pakistan fans, cricket fans are. When the team loses, there are often riots in Pakistan. Effigies of the coaches and the captains and team players are burnt in the streets. And I think Bob Woolmer was finding that very difficult to handle.
Andy Gallagher, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was the BBC's Andy Gallagher. He spoke to us from Kingston, Jamaica.